better feeling version of them. But you, in your human form, are not focused upon the better feeling version of them. You're looking at them where they are. And in doing so, you've separated yourself from who you are, and you're blaming them, or at least giving them the credit for that. And so, and then you come to the conclusion that this is a feeling of loneliness that I'm having because they don't get me. Mm-hmm. Or because they don't get what they need to get in order to feel better. And we say, it's a feeling of loneliness that is a feeling of negative emotion that is present because you're looking at them in a way that the broader part of you is not now looking at them. The broader part of you, your exposure to them caused you to expand your version of them. Mm-hmm. They, in what you observed them lived, caused you to give birth to an expanded version of them that you're not living up to. Mm-hmm. True upliftment is living up to the expanded version of people that you have seen, you see. And they're not going to help you because they're not in the expanded version of them. So they're over there living life the way they've been living, complaining about the things that they've been complaining about. They're not helping you out at all. And we can see how it would feel uncomfortable, that you might even feel resentment or anger or loneliness about not being able to just grab them and drag them over there where they belong.
That's what I'm trying to do.
But we want you to understand, as you let go of that need to control what's going on with them, and as you say things to yourself such as, it's temporary, and that part of them is really none of my business. This part of them is what I want to give my undivided attention to. Before you know it, you will discover that as you come into alignment with your expanded, better-feeling version of them, and you maintain it consistently, you maintain that positive, optimistic, because mm-hmm. you practice it when you're not with them, as this version of them becomes even only slightly, not a paradigm shift, mm-hmm. just even slightly more dominant in your vibrational encounter, in your vibrational beingness than where they are, what will happen is law of attraction will start lining you up with this version of them rather than this version of them. You'll be zigging and zagging and missing that version of them, and you'll be hooking up with this version of them. You know how so many people are manic depressive. They feel good one day or one minute and not good the next, and there are some subjects they feel good about and some subjects that they feel bad about. In other words, mm-hmm. they're up and down and all over the place. Well, law of attraction knows where they are and when they are there. And mm-hmm. law of attraction, and then if you're maintaining your vibrational alignment with the new and improved version of them, law of attraction is going to give you the impulse to call them when they're there with you, going to cause you to meet them in the grocery store when they're there with you. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. People can walk down the same street in the same city with different vibrations going on within them and have two entirely different experiences walking down the street, rendezvousing with different people. Some people will be invisible to one and other people will be invisible to another. Law of attraction says that your world is as unique as your vibrational perspective in any moment in time. Mm-hmm. So as you clean up your vibration, your world begins to reflect how you're feeling. So when you say, they make me feel lonely, we say they're just a reflection of your discordant vibration with who you really are. And as you understand that and start working to bring yourself into alignment, then no one ever makes you feel bad. Your feelings become unhurtable. And it's not lonely. There is no inkling of loneliness in steady alignment. You just get feeling so good. You just get feeling so good. And then the positive part of people begin flocking to you. If you've got the negative part of people flocking around you,
I think that's what I've done.
You've been empathizing with them.
Right.
And so many of you here in this room do this because you are born uplifters, and it feels to you like you need to go over there where they are and drag them into the light. And we've never seen one person ever drag anyone else to the light, because when you get over there in the shadows, your light goes out. You don't know which way
that's
the light is.
That's how I feel, depleted.
Yes.
I feel that I get depleted.
Yes. Yes.
Of my
so
energy.
Here are some things that you can say that will soothe you. You're all right where you are, you could think to yourself about one. And where you are is temporary. And where you are is the catalyst that helps you and me to define where you really want to go. And I think I have a pretty clear picture of who you really are and where you want to go. And I'm going to start practicing that picture more. And I'm enjoying this interaction. And the contrast of your life is meaningful to me because it gives me something to focus upon. And I can feel that I am expanding because of my interaction with you. And I would never want to just put you off in a corner out of my life. I don't want to abandon you. I want to benefit by my relationship with you. And you're helping me to tune up my vibration and come into vibrational alignment with who I am. And I can feel that true mastery of oneself is tuning in.